24-24 right now. She's obliterating the record.
Alicia Barnall is about to four-peat the only man in history to do it.
Kara Gotcher, she wanted to do this event. It was important to her. Here in Duluth, how sweet it is. Her arm raised in triumph.
Welcome, everybody, to the Gearing Up for Grandma's podcast, brought to you by Essentia Health. I am Zach Schneider, the marketing and PR director here at Grandma's Marathon. I'm back this episode with another of our Grambassadors. We've done this series now throughout the beginning part of our year. We selected our Grambassadors this year from a pool of more than 100 applicants to be part of our team. Their goal, their role with us is pretty simple. It's to help spread the word, answer questions, and really just keep up some of the excitement that we have going into our race weekend in June. And today, the Grambassador we have joining us is Shannon Hogan. Shannon, thanks for joining us and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Zach.
First things first, tell us a little bit about you. You've been with us a couple years now as a Grambassador. When did you start running and what has been your previous experience with Grandma's Marathon Weekend coming into this year?
I started running, I don't know, like 2013 or so. And I just did a half marathon because I needed something to do to get me active. I hated it during the process, but after the race, I decided I loved it, so I stuck with it. 2018, I ran my first Grandma's, and I had a blast. I loved everything about it, the community, the volunteers, the course. It was amazing, and I ran it every year since, and I just love to be a part of the whole weekend.
What is your favorite part of race weekend? You're somebody who's been here several years. What is the thing that you look most forward to coming back every June?
I would used to say the finish line, but now I just like even the days before all the kids stuff they have with the whippersnapper races, volunteering at the 5K. I just the whole community feel it's wonderful. So
awesome. Well, we're very fortunate to have you again on our team this year. You're on the podcast here to talk more specifically about a pretty serious topic and one that probably doesn't get talked about enough. So I'm excited for the conversation ahead. The topic is mental health and how that can be combined or associated with running, any type of exercise, really. But so often we talk about events like ours, Grandma's Marathon or the Gary Berkland Half Marathon, as simply feats of physical strength and endurance, when maybe we should be talking more and more about the mental side of things as well. And that's something that you kind of came to us and said, I think this is something that should be talked about more.
Yeah, I totally agree. The mental aspect, not just of running, but health in general is just as important as the physical. So
how have you seen running and exercise impact your own mental health? And then we'll kind of get into a broader theme, but how has it, you know, impacted you over the last maybe 10 years or so when you've been running more and more seriously?
Yeah. So I've been someone who struggles with anxiety and depression through much of my life. And I never had a really good handle on it, I think, until I started running. And it's not like running fixed everything. I went to therapy. I had some hard time, especially during the pandemic. But I really started running more seriously when I was going through a divorce. And that just helped me sort out my feelings and my thoughts by myself on the run. And it wasn't like I didn't feel lonely. I was just alone with my thoughts, which was nice. I had a lot of runs where I just remember like doing a long run, just crying. And it was just a nice release and it was by myself. And it helps me to process emotions, I guess, for like the depression part. And just knowing that movement is such a huge part of like overcoming depression. Like it's hard to get started, but once you have the momentum to continue to do that, that's one of the biggest things you can do for that. There's some studies on that now if you are interested in looking them up. And then anxiety, like I just feel it in my body. Like I just get antsy. Like I want to crawl out of my skin sometimes. But with running, especially like running hard and training for like grandmas and things like that, I feel like I have so much physical release all the time that I don't even have that anxiety that wells up anymore. So
what advice would you have for somebody who's listening who maybe is struggling with some of the same things that you were or still are, who hasn't yet maybe tried getting out on the road and running or being active as a way to help combat that or clear their head, so to speak. Because so often I feel like when you have those feelings, the last thing that you want to do is go outside and be active. You just want to be on the couch, be in bed, and watch something on Netflix. But what advice would you have for people that maybe haven't gotten started yet?
That's the hardest part, is the getting started. I would say if you are up to it, to just say, okay, I'm going to lace up my shoes and go for a walk for 10 minutes or run for 10 minutes. And usually after you get out the door, that's the hardest part. And being into it for 10 minutes, normally you can feel like, oh, I could probably go longer. And you start to feel better with that movement. So just building that habit, even if it's hard, or finding a support system where, like, hey, like a neighbor or a friend, I'm gonna walk to your house and meet you, and we'll run and meet at this place. And having somebody have that accountability with you can help to get started as well. So it's just the little things. Don't make a goal to go, I'm gonna go run for an hour. It's just, I'm gonna get out the door for 10 minutes today.
Then once you're on the run, what do you still have things that you remind yourself of when you're running, or do you just kind of let yourself lose yourself in those thoughts and in whatever kind of comes to you that day? Or are there specific things that you remind yourself of throughout the run once you get out the door?
It depends. Like, if it's an easy run, sometimes I just let my thoughts wind and do whatever. And that's the one thing I like about running. I feel like I never dwell on one thing too long, because something catches my interest or I think of something else. And so, like, even if you have a negative thought, it's like poof, and then it goes away and you think about a different thing. I guess I should have said earlier, one of the things I've always struggled with, like depression, anxiety-wise, is feeling purposelessness. As a kid, you're supposed to find this purpose where your life is. You live your life for something, you have this meaning, like ingrained. I feel like that's kind of ingrained into us. And I really struggle with that, because I feel like I don't really have like an overarching purpose. But each run, you do have one. There's like, you have a set distance, you have a set time, you're gonna work on speed, you're gonna work on endurance, you're gonna practice fueling. So just having that, okay, for this hour and a half, I know exactly what I'm doing, I know what my goal is, I know what I have to do to get there. That's good for me too. So just thinking about your purpose on your run too. It can be as little as practicing your cadence or trying a new fuel source or something.
What have you found then becomes the benefit to running once you get to race day? And this might not be always grandma's marathon type events, the big event, but some of the smaller local community events that either we put on or for other people listening in their own communities, because you're at a lot of those events for us up here. And we get a chance then to see a smaller version of our community, but that's a chance to meet new people, to meet like-minded people. Have you noticed that kind of the payoff is when you get to the events and you get to see so many people have gone through very similar things to you?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see people overcome like their first 5K, or especially the first marathon. It's just great to be in the community. Everybody supports each other. That's another great aspect for mental health too, to find a supportive community. So seeing all the different types of people from all walks of life just coming together for the same goal, and we're all just trying to enrich each other's life. That part's great too.
Do you think that we give enough credence to the emotional toll that training for a marathon or a half marathon takes? Because even if you're not necessarily dealing with outright depression or anxiety or things like that, even if everything is going, seemingly well in your life, you decide to run a half marathon or a marathon, it's going to take an emotional toll on you through the training, no matter what else you've got going on outside of that. So do you think that's talked about enough or thought about enough when people sign up to do these kinds of events?
Probably not. I think people think about like hitting the wall, like you run out of energy. It's not like the mental aspect, like you're gonna have to have this fortitude to not only push through on race day, but to train for those 20 weeks or whatever going up to your marathon. But I think that's the best part of it, just building like that mental stamina as well, and finding the ways to push through when it's hard. Like, I guess that's one of the best things running has given to me too, is I used to try to avoid challenges. I didn't like being pushed. And now I like actively seek them out. I want to do harder, longer, run faster. And it's completely changed my mindset about, well, not only running in those things, but like in life in general. Like, They're just things are just challenges. You're going to get through them. It's just like a mile thing. I actually think about when things are bad, it's like aid station to aid station. Just get to this next one. You can have a snack, and you can have, like, you're into ultras too. So you can have a snack, you can have, get with your crew or whatever, and just make it to the next one. It's not the whole race, it's just part to part. And that's with running too, thinking about the mile you're in and not worrying about what's in the ahead, just doing what you can in the present. So.
And it's probably worth noting that so often when we talk about the physical aspect of running and training for an event like ours, our medical team often tells us, hey, if you're feeling hurt, if you're feeling run down, don't feel bad about taking a day off and listening to your body. It really is the same thing. I mean, you talk about pushing yourself out the door and pushing yourself to do more things, harder things, but at the same time, when we're talking about mental health, you have to listen to your emotions and your brain as well too, right? Are there days where you just have to say, I'm not at a place where I can go out and do this run. I'll get back to it tomorrow. I mean, you have to be cognizant of yourself in this aspect, I'm sure as well.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I always like training. If you're starting to feel bad for 2 to 3 days in a row, or 2 to 3 runs are going poorly, you should take a recovery period and build back a little bit, pull back a little bit. And I think the same thing goes with like your mental health. If you're trying and you're trying to get out there, but it just isn't helping, it's just making things worse, then yeah, definitely take a break, find something else, talk to somebody, those type of things.
Yeah. The overarching thing, you know, from a mental health perspective, I guess that we as an organization can say, obviously we want everybody to be in a good spot come race weekend, both physically and mentally, but this is supposed to be something that you choose to do and that you get to do. It shouldn't be a chore. Obviously it's going to be hard, depending on, you know, where you're at physically, mentally, what your goals are, so to speak, but no matter where on the spectrum you land, it's going to be a hard thing, but it shouldn't be unenjoyable. It shouldn't be miserable, when you're out there on the road.
Right. It's supposed to be fun and hard. They can be together, is not exclusive. So yeah, if you're not having fun anymore, then it's time to look at something else probably.
Now, I do want to say neither Shannon or I are mental health experts. And you mentioned therapy earlier. So, you know, we're doing this from an experiential standpoint from you, things that you've experienced and talked with other runners about. But this is by no means the end all be all of what people should be listening to or counting on from a mental health experience. And it sounds like early on, it was, you know, a combination maybe of getting out and running, being more active, and therapy that kind of helped you through some of your problems. So we're not advocating that this is a replacement for other things. Running is not the only mental health medicine that we're pushing here. It's just one of the options, something that's worked for you.
Yeah. Running is therapeutic, not therapy. So,
getting back to Grandma's Marathon weekend, because you're somebody that ran with us for the first time 5 years ago, has been back every year since in some capacity, and now you're back as a Grand Ambassador again in 2024. What is your advice for people who maybe haven't been here before, haven't experienced before? Because I think that, you know, when we talk about mental health, the nervous energy, you know, whether it's a first-time marathoner, whether they haven't been to Duluth before, they don't know when they're going to catch the buses, what the exact weekend is going to look like. I feel like all that nervous energy right now, about this time in the spring, is when it really starts to kick in. What would your advice be to people who are looking forward to their first time in Duluth in June?
Just, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll be nervous beforehand. I'm still nervous every single time, and I've did this a bunch of times now. But just to enjoy it all. If I feel like sometimes knowledge is power, and there's a grandma's group online if you're trying to figure out busing or places to stay or the route and things like that. People are really good at helping each other out. If being prepared is your thing that makes you anxious or not. Otherwise, it's just coming in. It's going to go how it goes. You might feel great. You might feel terrible, but just be present in the moment and think about, this is like the icing on the cake. You put all this training in and now you get to have the experience, and just like lean on the people around you. Look at the aid station volunteers, look at the people on the course, your fellow runners. If you're feeling bad, just start talking to somebody and they'll pull you along. So it's just a big party atmosphere the whole time. I mean, you can be serious about it, but it's going to be fun. So even if you don't quite meet your time goal, you finished a marathon, so, or a half marathon, and they're both insane. So it'll be great.
Yeah. The nice part about race day is that you've got thousands of other people who are going to be at the start line with you and going through probably a lot of the same emotions that you're going through. It doesn't help you necessarily when you're out there training. Hopefully everybody's got family, friends, running group that they could train with, and they're not doing it totally alone, but some people do it. They're out there pounding the pavement and doing the miles completely by themselves. But on race day, it really feels like more of a community event. We've always said we're going to have winners of Grandma's Marathon, and then everybody else, you can all accomplish your goal kind of together. It's not necessarily a race against each other. It's a race with each other. And so I think that's a fun emotional thing for people when they get to the starting line, is that it's completely different maybe than what they've experienced through their training.
Yeah. It's different every time. You meet different people every time, and it's so much fun.
You're also an ambassador for an organization called Bigger Than the Trail, which is focused on the mental health side of running and events and exercise. Tell me and the listeners a little bit more about what it is that organization does and what it means to you.
Well, Bigger Than the Trail is a nonprofit that they're trying to enrich the lives of individuals through that are struggling with mental health. So they offer educational support. They provide financing for treatment options to everybody, not just runners. You don't have to be a runner to use it through some online therapy like Calmery or BetterHelp. But a lot of the people who are in the community are runners, mountain bikers, things like that. And we have like a support system that you can join too. They have a Facebook group and different things. And then just they get together at aid stations. They support each other during runs. And it's just trying to provide access for mental health care and support for people who might not have the means right now. Because everybody should be able to afford therapy if they need it. Just like you wouldn't be like, oh, you can't have cancer treatment right now because you can't afford this. It's the same thing if you're suffering with depression or anxiety or PTSD or any of the number of other things you could be struggling with. So making sure everybody has access.
You've said that you've kind of found running back in 2013 or thereabouts as maybe one of the therapeutic things for your anxiety and depression. But I feel like in the last 3 to 5 years, more and more organizations like Bigger Than the Trail and more conversations like the one we're having now are starting to happen. Do you feel like the world's opening up a little bit more to people and becoming more accepting of, hey, this is what I'm struggling with and this is the help that I need, and that becoming less of kind of an internal battle, even from 10 years ago when really not your battle started, but your running kind of journey started?
I think so. I think there's less of a stigma about different mental illnesses you may struggle with, or even just reaching out for help. I still think sometimes it's hard for people who think, you know, they want to seem like they're strong and put together, and which all of us do, but then just reaching out and taking that initial step, and just, it's not any different than, okay, yes, a physical thing you have to go to the doctor for, right? It's the same thing. But I think sometimes we still struggle more individually probably in our own heads than we're probably more accepted than we think we would be. But yeah, I think it's coming around.
Yeah, it's a really good thing. And it's not just in the running world. It's in a lot of athletics. It's in a lot of society. It's becoming something that you don't have to deal with alone. And so finding whatever, you know, actual therapy, whatever therapeutic thing like running or whatever organization like Bigger Than the Trail that works for you. Because again, this is not something that there's a one size fits all solution. People kind of have to find their own path and figure out what's most helpful for them, kind of like you did, where you found the right combination to hopefully help you feel really good going into this year's marathon weekend in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks, Shannon, so much for joining us and for opening up and sharing. If people want to follow you and your journey on social media and keep up to date before this year's Grandma's Marathon weekend, where's the best place that they can find you?
Instagram, probably, at Superior Single Track. If you want to talk anything mental health, running, I love it all. So be happy to talk with you.
Yeah, Shannon's a good resource. If you have questions about the race, certainly she and the other Grand Ambassadors are good for that. But she'll be a good one, too, if you have questions about where you can turn to, where you can maybe seek out some help if you're in need or if you feel like you're struggling. This Gearing Up for Grandma's podcast is brought to you by Essentia Health. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate us, tell your friends. Grandma's Marathon proudly presented by Toyota, Members Cooperative Credit Union, ASICS, and Coca-Cola. I'm Zach Schneider. Until next time, everyone, be well.